From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In 2006, it was spinach and E. coli. Now it's tomatoes and salmonella. Raw red tomatoes have been linked to an outbreak of salmonella food poisoning. At least 145 cases have been reported, spread across 16 states. Today, McDonald's said it would stop serving sliced tomatoes as a precautionary measure. Other chains, including Taco Bell and Chipotle, have done the same. The grocers Winn-Dixie and Whole Foods are among many that have pulled certain tomatoes from their shelves. Dr. Patricia Griffin is chief of the CDC's branch that's coordinating the investigation into this outbreak. Dr. Griffin, thanks for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
And help us understand, please, how salmonella is transmitted through food.
Well, salmonella is carried in the intestines of our food animals. Because of that, it can get into the meat of those animals, but because their manure can contaminate the environment, then salmonella is often in water and in fields, and it can contaminate the vegetables that we eat.
And how do they trace it back, in this case, to tomatoes?
Well, it's very labor-intensive. If you get a diarrheal illness and go to your doctor and have a stool culture done, then the laboratory will probably find salmonella. That was what made you sick. And then actually that clinical laboratory will send that salmonella strain to the state public health laboratory, who will type it. And that's how we figured out that there was this particular strain of salmonella throughout the country that was making people sick. The next step is to figure out what was making them sick. State health department and local health departments called the people who were sick and asked them a long list of questions about whether they were exposed to reptiles or baby chicks, which can also give people salmonella, and they asked them about all the different things they may have put in their mouth. And by asking those questions of both ill people and well people, they figured out that tomatoes were making them sick.
And in this case, it's not all tomatoes, apparently, that are a problem here. It's not grape tomatoes, not cherry tomatoes, not tomatoes sold with the vine still attached.
That's right. People responded that they'd been eating big red tomatoes or the Roma-type tomatoes. And often they were eating the tomatoes in prepared dishes. They were always raw tomatoes, but they were eating them sometimes on sandwiches or in guacamole or in salsa. So there are many, as you know, different ways of serving tomatoes.
What are you telling consumers if people have raw red tomatoes at home? Again, not cherry tomatoes or grape tomatoes, but big red tomatoes. What should they do?
We're telling them that the FDA is advising that they not eat raw, red, round, and Roma tomatoes.
You can't even wash them and eat them then?
Well, there's a couple issues with washing produce in general. You should always wash your produce under running water, and that gets any dirt off and can also get some bacteria off, but it doesn't get all bacteria off. The other issue with tomatoes is, you know, they all have the stem scar where the stem used to be attached, and things went in and out of that stem into the tomato. So water can still get sucked in through that stem scar. So, for example, if a tomato is put in a tub of water to be washed and the water is not completely clean, it can bring in the contaminants along with the water.
Inside the tomato.
That's right. So we don't know where these tomatoes are contaminated, but the possibility is that it's on the inside.
Could you take those raw red tomatoes and cook them and be fine?
You sure can. Cooking destroys bacteria.
Well, Dr. Griffin, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
That's Dr. Patricia Griffin. She's chief of the Enteric Diseases Epidemiology Branch with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.